From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the home stretch of the presidential election, neither President Obama nor Mitt Romney is likely to spend much time in the Deep South. That once solidly Democratic region has for decades now been reliably Republican. And as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, Democrats are trying to regain relevance in red Southern territory.
It can be lonely being a Democrat in the Deep South. Just ask Steve Wiltson. The young lawyer was a first-time delegate at the Democratic National Convention, but it's not something he brags about back home in Meridian, Mississippi.
I don't talk about it. It's the elephant in the room, so to speak. Most of my friends are Republican, I think, but I just don't bring it up.
That climate can make it hard to recruit viable candidates.
I'm 82, and I'm running for the United States Senate.
Albert N. Gore Jr. of Starkville is the Democratic challenger to Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker.
I told him a year and a half ago, I said, if y'all don't get somebody, I'm going to do it.
Now, do you think there should have been more people than you interested in that job?
There were more people that should because they're younger, but they didn't want to fight.
Party Chairman Ricky Cole says it's more than not having the fight.
Money.
Cole acknowledges Mississippi Democrats have come up short this year and last, offering up few serious candidates for statewide office.
We've made the mistake of believing that the only way to win is with paid advertising. And so a candidate feels as though they have to raise multiple millions of dollars in order to win.
He says Democrats can't play by those money rules, so instead need to build grassroots support. State Democratic Executive Board member Dietrich Johnson agrees. The farmer from tiny Como, Mississippi, thinks the party lost focus.
If you stay with your base and build your base out, you can win. But if you neglect your base and go after independents and liberal Republicans, if there's such thing, then you're going to vote against your own constituents. So the next election, you are going to lose because you have lost your base.
A recent trend for Southern Democrats is to try to distance themselves from the national party. But Johnson says that's not a viable long-term strategy. Finding a path back to relevance in the region is the mission of the Blue South Project, run by Charleston strategist Phil Noble.
We didn't get in this hole overnight, and we sure ain't going to get out overnight. But I think we've at least stopped digging.
Noble thinks Democrats have hit rock bottom and Republicans have topped out.
The Republicans have gerrymandered everything they can win. And oftentimes, black Democrats have been complicit so that we get safe white Republican districts and safe black Democratic districts with nothing in the middle for moderate white Democrats.
States that have been able to bridge that divide are the bright spots where Democrats can compete, Noble says. States like Virginia and North Carolina, both in play in the presidential race.
They were red, and now they're competitive. And Georgia, arguably, is not too far behind. You look further down the road, Texas is going to flip. And when Texas flips, it flips forever, or at least for a few generations, just simply because of demographics.
Noble is talking about Hispanic voters. In North Carolina, for example, the number of registered Latino voters doubled in the last 4 years. The state is also home to middle-of-the-road voters who've moved to the region from the North and Midwest. Even as population shifts provide an opening for Democrats in the South, they can't compete without a better bench of candidates, says Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe. His state felt the GOP surge in 2010, but Beebe, a Democrat, swept every county. He says the secret is being able to empathize with voters.
A good example of somebody that could do that is Bill Clinton. I mean, he could connect. He messed up. When he messed up, he still could connect.
If you can make that connection, Beebe says, you can win the South, regardless if there's an R or a D behind your name. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.